Now, here are some things you typically hear of people renting: apartments, tuxedos, movies. But how about tires for your car? Turns out that is becoming more common. NPR's Zoe Chase from our Planet Money team explains why.
Renting to own tires is not a brand new thing. It's just, for years, it's been way more about fancy rims, like the ones on the cars in music videos.
There's a rim down there that I like. The one that looks like a star, kind of.
Julie Martin is a school bus driver here in Florida, and she's just pulled her Cadillac 300 into the Rent and Roll, a tire shop and rental place on Route 200 in Ocala. She tells Damon Lucas, the sales manager here, she wants something fancy.
It's a good-looking car, so it's not going to take much to, you know, make it look that much better.
Now, this has been the typical customer in a rental tire place. Fancy rims, higher prices. But more and more often these days, you'll have the Shannon Kellys of the world pulling into the Rent and Roll, looking for just a basic set of tires.
Oh, I checked every place in town, and they were outrageous.
Kelly's driving a truck. She's on disability. She's got six kids, and her back two tires are shot. And these days especially, that costs a lot.
It would be anywhere between $400 to $500 to pay all right for that, and I just don't have that right now.
What she has is $40, two 20s. And when you're renting tires, that'll do it.
$33.92.
That's just the first payment. So if I go weekly, when I come back next week, I only have to pay 18.
The way it works, she comes back every week and pays a little bit more. 18 months later, your tires are paid off. Yes, 18 months. Many people pay it off faster, but if you take the whole time, you're paying double the cost of the tires by the end. That's like 140% interest rate. You'd get a much better rate just buying the tires outright with a credit card.
I do not have credit to get a credit card. I would be dangerous with a credit card, so I do not want a credit card.
This is probably one of the reasons behind the rise in tire rentals. Since the financial crisis, banks have tightened up. It's harder to get a credit card. Wages are flat. Unemployment is high. Lots of people just don't have $400 or $500 lying around. Another reason people are renting tires instead of buying them, they just cost more than they used to. The price of rubber's gone up. And there's that international trade war.
And then, about 4 or 5 years ago, they put a tariff on the Chinese tire.
Steve Sutton is the boss of this Rent and Roll. Here's what happened. In 2009, labor unions claimed that American tire companies couldn't compete with the Chinese, that China was unfairly subsidizing their tire industry. The Obama administration agreed and slapped a 35% tax on imports of Chinese passenger tires. That was one out of every seven passenger tires in the U.S.
What happened is it pushes the tire prices up for all tires. And we noticed it. You know, the tire prices went up almost overnight.
Industry experts say the price of imported passenger tires jumped roughly 40% over the time the tariff was in place. The tariff came off in October. Chinese tires are back. But even if the prices start to come back down at this point, the tire rental business isn't going anywhere. In this economy, there's always going to be people who can't afford to pay up front. Rent and Roll is planning more shops.
They're making some good money because nobody else does this. So,
back in the Rent and Roll parking lot, Lynn Warren, a manager at McDonald's, just signed up to rent brand new tires for his 10-year-old Honda.
I understand that I'm probably end up paying a lot after I'm done paying for them, but right now I need the tires, so I better be safe than sorry.
Zoe Chase, NPR News.